Hello and welcome to another worldwide godcast of Universal Utterings. We continue our walk today in the subject of wisdom in the disguise of God. We are in Sirach today with our practice in chapter 4 with verses 17 through 19. I will walk with them in disguise, and at first I will test them with trials. Fear and dread I will bring upon them, and I will discipline them with my constraints. When their hearts are fully with me, then I will set them again on the straight path and reveal my secrets to them. But if they turn away from me, I will abandon them and deliver them over to robbers. God's disguise is wisdom, meaning that wisdom is a way in which God conceals or reveals himself to humanity. Wisdom allows us to understand and navigate the complexities of life, guiding us towards truth, righteousness, and a deeper connection with the divine. It is day-to-day learning, overcoming obstacles in the failures and successes of life. In many religions and spiritual traditions, wisdom is seen as a divine attribute or gift. It is often depicted as an embodiment of God's knowledge, understanding, and guidance. Through wisdom, God imparts profound insights and teachings, helping individuals discern right from wrong, make wise decisions, and live a meaningful and purposeful life. Where all shame is overcome, and God's wisdom sets us apart from the world of excess, seeking less while living in grace that forgives all humanity. God's disguise as wisdom can be seen in various forms. It may come through ancient scriptures or sacred texts that contain profound wisdom teachings. It can also manifest through spiritual teachers, mentors, or experiences that provide transformative insights and understanding. Furthermore, wisdom helps us recognize the divine presence in the world around us. It allows us to see the interconnectedness of all things and understand the deeper truths of existence. Through wisdom, we can uncover the divine wisdom imprinted in nature, relationships, and the human experience. However, wisdom is not always easily accessible or apparent. It requires an open mind, humility, and a willingness to seek truth and understanding. It is through the pursuit of wisdom that we can uncover God's disguise and experience a deeper connection with the divine. Ultimately, God's disguise as wisdom reminds us that the divine is not always overt or easily recognizable. It invites us to cultivate a deeper and reverent search for truth, knowledge, and understanding. By embracing wisdom, we can uncover God's presence and guidance in our lives, leading to a more profound and meaningful spiritual journey, where wisdom becomes obvious in the choices we make for His kingdom. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. We pray for my wife, Toni, my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, and our son-in-law, Mark Stern, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. And we pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for a little boy named David Alexandra, to be born in February. We continue to praise God and say thank you, Lord, for this birth to these people of God. Thank you. And we pray this all in Jesus' name. In his precious blood, by his name, do we pray. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life, as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Sirach 4. Our practice today is in verses 17 through 19. We have got a three-stanza poem, quad lines. Its title, God's Disguise is Wisdom. God's disguise is wisdom, trials and tests given, dread and fear living, constraints mine, disciplined, smitten, mine fully, hearts theirs, paths straight, established repairs, secrets revealed, life cares, wisdom set, God ensnares. Me away turn they, abandoned them that day, delivered as robbers prey. Wisdom acts that way. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's December 17th, 2023. We're recording this morning at 5:29 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Up with the angels today and moving back from our laying to rest, our good friend and spiritual mentor, Father Priscillus Petitholm, passed away on December 1st and was laid to rest yesterday with Archbishop Winsky presiding. It was a beautiful opportunity to share the Lord and say goodbye to a man that we all love. We close today in Jesus' name, as we often do. Looks like we've gone into the 7-minute mark already, so we'll close today at 8:04 in Jesus' name, reminding everyone to love their beautiful wives and soulmates and call them their soulmates in Christ and take Jesus as their guide and place God first, and you too will have a love as one as deep as Tony and I's is each and every day. I love you, Tony. And to our good friends, John and Marie, God bless you. And we close in Jesus' name, thinking about Johnny, as we often do at 8:04. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you.